Hello, and welcome to this, the first, the inaugural, the series premiere episode of the Web Builders Podcast. My name is Mike. I'll be your host. Thank you for joining me. Now, given that this is the first episode of a podcast, you probably fall into one of two categories of people. Either you've discovered this podcast maybe after I've published a few episodes, and you're the kind of person who starts at the beginning. You just went all the way back to episode one and started here, in which case you're probably a very organized person and you're probably the kind of person I'd like to meet because you're awesome. So hit me up. My contact information is in the show notes. Or you're a friend, a family member, a client, a colleague, someone with whom I've shared this podcast directly, in which case, thank you for your support. Thank you for everything that we've done together. And thanks for riding with me into the future, into this next phase. Now, I've put a lot of thought into how I wanted to start this show. Do I want to just start with some topic, jump right in, and really dig into the content? Or do I want to give a lot of context and backstory and explanation? And I feel like if you have to explain it, it's kind of like a joke, right? Like if you have to explain the work, then you're probably not doing it effectively. And also, wouldn't we all just rather jump right in? Like, would you rather hear somebody tell you that they're an acrobat or see them do a backflip? Like we'd rather watch the action, see something actually cool happening. So, you know, I went back and forth with those thoughts, and what I settled on is that the content, the backstory is content, right? So the reason for the existence of this podcast itself is a good topic. So we'll start there. And we'll start with the title, Web Builders. The first thing I want to talk about is the word web. What do we mean by it? We talk about the World Wide Web, this network of computers and servers and attached devices. But I would love for us to think about the web as a network of people and their intentions and their desired outcomes. Because that's what it's all about, is building a network of people to help us all collectively achieve our goals. That's the kind of web I want to build. And I hope to build a community that shares that value through this podcast on my Discord server and on my social media networks. Just everybody that I connect with, I want to have a network of people who share this vision. That it's technology, but it's not about technology. It's about people. So when I talk about a web, I'm talking about a network of people. And then builders. In my industry, we have web developers, web designers, and then web developers, we have full stack, front end, back end. What is your stack? A LAMP stack? Linux, Apache, MySQL, PHP. It's this collection of programming languages that you use to solve problems. And there's a ton of different programming languages out there, and there are lots of different ways you can stack them together to get a pipeline from back end to front end of solutions that you want. And it gets complicated. And it gets so complicated that the people who need those solutions, the people who have the problems, i.e. the small business owners, the startup founders, the people who need help to get their website running, to get their app developed and deployed, it's hard for them to find the people that they need because this industry is so freaking confusing. And there's a real lack of clear and concise language. And also, the industry itself is evolving so rapidly that the language that we used to have 10, 20, 30 years ago is not matching the current real-world experience. The line between a front-end developer and a back-end developer is dissolving. And so when people say they want a website or they want an app, they don't use terms like design and development. They say, I want somebody to build my website. I've never had a client ask me to develop their website or design their website. Everybody says, I want you to build my website. How much does it cost to have a website built? People think about it in terms of like construction. So let's adapt to the language that people are actually using. Let's refine the technical language, but also let's be okay with not being so technical, because we need to meet people in a non-technical world. The real world is squishy and blurry and it moves fast. So the language that we have, it needs to adapt, it needs to evolve, the conversation needs to adapt and evolve. And that's what this is all about. So whether you are a freelance developer or designer, or you are an SEO expert, or, you know, whatever kind of tech industry talent you represent, or whether you're a small business owner, somebody who has an interest in using the power of the internet to reach people, to fulfill goals and desires, even if they're just your own goals and desires, because, hey, that's awesome too. You deserve it. Why not? I hope you will find this podcast useful. The kinds of things we're going to be talking about are all about this web design, web development, e-commerce, online entrepreneurship world in a way that I hope is beneficial to both the tech talent and the entrepreneurs. Because right now, both sides of those conversations are happening in totally separate silos. And there's not a lot of overlap. And that leads to all kinds of mismatched talent versus expectations versus actual what's actually possible or plausible within a given budget or time frame or whatever the constraints are. So if you're on the tech side of things, the conversations you're going to hear, and I'll be interviewing business owners and I'll be interviewing other freelancers, you're going to get a better insight into what it's like for the business owner. What are their fears? What are their concerns? What are their desires? What are their goals? And vice versa. If you're a business owner, what's going on in the head of a web developer? What is happening? What are the thoughts for that's going through the mind of that freelancer that you're talking to when you're trying to negotiate a price or the terms of a contract? So building that empathy and filling in that gap in the middle of these two sides of the conversation is a primary goal for me with this podcast, and also building up our respective sides. I am very much looking forward to interviewing some other freelancers and learning from their experience as a freelancer myself. So it's not just freelancers getting to know business owners and business owners getting to know freelancers. It's also about business owners hearing me interview another business owner and learning from their experience. What was their experience with Shopify? What was their experience with WordPress? What was their experience with going from WooCommerce to Etsy? These are the kinds of things that if you have to learn them yourself, they can be very expensive lessons to learn. With the time and the effort and the money that you put into building a good WooCommerce store only to find out that you actually could have been doing better on Etsy the whole time, or that maybe Shopify was the thing you really needed. Like these are serious questions that business owners can benefit from the experience of other business owners. And these are the kinds of conversations we're going to have as well. So I hope I've painted a pretty clear picture here and impressed upon you why I feel like, yes, yet another podcast is needed. And if you have any ideas or suggestions for topics or questions, please reach out. As I said, my contact information will be in the show notes. You'll have my Discord server there, email, my social media links, whatever you want, however you want to do it, hit me up. Thanks.